A Juno artist, musician, and entertainer was recently recognized for his lifetime achievements as part of the Governor's Awards for the Arts. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld takes a look at Jeff Brown's life and work.
Here's what Jeff Brown sounds like when he's entertaining kids.
The great trick is when I'm going to attempt to move the sun from the box to the sky using my special magical powers, and I'm going to do it on the count of three. One, two, three. Alaska Deborah.
Or making balloon animals.
There you are, to see if it fits. It fits!
Or running for mayor in a monkey suit.
Why vote? Vote for a gorilla. Who else?
Brown, a longtime Alaskan, also produces radio shows, writes how-to books, puts out parody postcards and publications, volunteers with community groups. The list goes on.
Where does he come up with those ideas?
That's Juno Arts and Humanities Council Executive Director Nancy DeCherney.
I don't think there's anybody in this town that can summarize everything that Jeff did.
But let's try. Brown says it all started in high school when he heard the experimental comedy group Fire Sign Theater.
They made it possible for me to think that it would be possible itself to go to a radio station and start volunteering.
He moved to Juneau as a Coast Guard medic in 1975. Soon, he came across fledgling public radio station, KTOO.
And they were having a fundraising marathon, and I said, can I help out? And they said, sure. And then they asked for volunteers to be on the radio, and I said, sure. And I've been saying yes ever since.
Brown went on to work for the station and its TV affiliate. He also became a key member of an improvisational theater group, a historical play for tourists, and a news parody show. As time passed, he also became a recognized artist, working with stained glass, manipulated photographs, and assembled found objects. He's even created museum exhibits of Alaska mazes and board games.
He's one of those rare individuals that seem to have no boundaries in regard to medium.
Bob Banghart is chief curator of the Alaska State Museums. He's also a musician and founder of the Alaska Folk Festival, another place Brown has been active.
In any various year, he was engaged in setting together programming or doing the newsletter, or organizing the workshops, or organizing the MCs, or being the MC, or being on stage playing. I mean, he's done everything there is to do, probably with the exception of selling hot dogs, but we've never sold hot dogs.
Then there's the kid-focused efforts. Brown's produced a nationally distributed children's radio program, toured an Alaska magic show, and was half of the kids' music duo, The Wigglers. One of Brown's most recent efforts has been Real Alaskan magazine. The 64-page, full-color, glossy humor publication parodies images and stories from the North. He says people have been more than willing to help.
I can call up somebody in Sitka and I could say, will you find a couple of ballet students and put them up in tutus and rubber boots and have them posing at Swan Lake? And they said, sure, no problem.
Brown's Lifetime Achievement Award comes at a time when he's having to slow down. He has Parkinson's disease, a brain disorder that causes shaking, stuttering, and makes movement difficult. But he's still being creative.
I can do the same things that I've done before. It just takes a lot longer. Mm-hmm. It's kind of discouraging that way, but it's one of those things you just have to muscle through.
He's a little self-conscious about the Lifetime Achievement Arts Award and says lots of other people have done as much or more. And it hasn't changed his goal.
I guess it all centers around making people happy, and that's kind of what I've given myself as a job in life, is to make people's lives a little bit better, or making them laugh or making them smile, just making their lives just a little bit easier to live.
One, stare into my eyes. Two and a quarter. 2 7/8. 2 15/16. And three, and it's gone completely from the box. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my version of Raven. Seeing the daylight from the box. Thank you.
This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juno.